Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah on Pesach Mirs Hashem to finish by Purim, which is coming up shortly. We're holding on Chav Vav Amud Aleph at the bottom. The Gemara was speaking that in Yerushalayim, Mizmachlokis, about if the Kedusha there made it, was ever divided up into Shvatim that it personally owned, or it was something that was left communal. And there was nafkaminas about if a person can rent out space there or not, if it belonged to them. And this is all related back to the halacha that's taught in the Mishnah about being able to sell a basic kinesis that the city could sell. If it was never divided up, it wouldn't be theirs to sell. That's how we got into that discussion. So we'll continue that discussion referring back to the Mishnah. Amar Rava, lo shanu ela shelo machu reshiva tu v'yir b'maimon ad she'yir. The Mishnah that says that you can't take the money that was gained from selling a shul and buy something with a lower chashivas is only if it was not sold by the 7 tu v'yir, the people that are kind of managing the city. Yeah. B'maimon ad she'yir at some sort of ceremony that includes all the people of the city. Tuvei Ya'ir, I mean, nowadays we use a term that people just generally manage the city, but the people, basically they were trustees. They were people who made all the decisions in the town. So the Maisa, if they do that, they can do whatever they want. The Gemara says, right? That's what Gemara says. It goes on to say, Avamachu Shiva Tuvei Ya'ir B'maimon ad she'yir, if they did sell it from the trustees of the city with everybody around, right? The presence of all these people. So, afilu the mishta be shichra shapir dami. Even if they want to make beer there, drink beer with it, meaning take that money, drink beer, no problem at all. They can make that investment. This, by the way, we suggested, maybe this was explained earlier in the Gemara, talked about a case where a shul was sold to Rabbi Eliezer and did what he wanted with it. It has to be, must be that type of case. The Gemara there didn't make a mention of it, but maybe that's why the Gemara didn't bring it as a kasha, because that must be what was happening. But assuming a pshat is, otherwise I don't understand it over there. So the Gemara now brings several discussion stories that have to do with halacha we just learned. So, the Bach, by the way, adds an agirsa over here that not just to buy beer with the money, but also he adds mishtach bei pari, to lay out one's fruits in that shul. That would be even further of the chiddush, because not only can you do what you want with the money, but maybe you can actually use the building for anything of chol. Also, and that would be okay. Yeah. That's the Gears of the Bach. It doesn't seem like anyone on the page has it, though, at least Rashi doesn't have it. There's a Gemara. Ravina Havali Ahu Tilo. Ravina had a ruin. Anything that's a ruin, Rashi brings, like by Yerni Dacha, so I said Tel Olam. Something called the Tel really means a hill, means a ruined area. So he had over there, in this ruin, Debei Kenishta. He had a shul there, some sort of complex that was an abandoned, deserted place, and he had this shul. Yeah, and it's like ruins of a synagogue. So also the commander of Ashi came in front of Ravashi to ask him a shayla. Said, "Amalei mahu lemizra? Can I plant in that area where the shul was? Can I plant seeds there?" Amalei zil zavne b'shiva tuva yir b'mamon ad she'yir. You can go take care of the whole problem. Go sell it. Yeah, with the 7 trustees of the city, with all the people of the city there. Bizarre, and then plant where you wanted it. So this is confirming that Gears of the Bach, whether or not you had it, but the fact of it is that you can go ahead and plant in this space, and it doesn't have any sanctity left, and that's totally fine. Yeah. Here's the Gemara. Rami bar Rava Hava Kabani Bei Kenishta, Rami bar Abba was building a shul, Hava Hahi Kenishta Atika. There was another old shul not being used. Right, Hava Boyle Mistre, he wanted to demolish it, Ula Sui Livne, to bring the bricks with Kashure and the beams that were there, Mina, from it, the Ilui Lahasam, to bring it over there. I mean, he was apparently going to Eretz Yisrael. That's Hasam generally means Eretz Yisrael anyway. But at least he was going to build it to in a new area. It doesn't have to be Dafka and Eretz Yisrael. I would make that assumption initially, but the Gemara doesn't have to be that way. So he wanted to knock down a shul and go rebuild in a different area, the exact same structure, exact same ingredients and materials. So Yosef Akami Boile, he sat and he was asking as follows. Hadir Rav Chisda, there's a statement of Rav Chisda that says, Damar Rav Chisda, Lo listor be'kinishta ad debayim be'kinishta achrisi. One should not knock down a shul until he's already built a new one. Not only nowadays where Hashem shul is everywhere, if a city only had one shul, you don't knock it down until you've already built a new one. So Asam Yishun Bishiyusa, maybe that ruling of Rav Chisda is only because we're worried a person will end up being negligent in building a new one. Ki agav no mai, but my situation, I can't build a new one until I have the materials from the old one. So, is that okay? So also, Kameh Rav Papa, he came in front of Rav Papa, va'asrle. Rav Papa said it's usher still to do that. But Kameh Rav Huna, va'asrle. And then again, he came to run a Rav Huna, Rav Huna also said it was us. Yeah. What is the point of bringing two rulings like that? I'm not sure why it makes it. I guess it just makes it. I mean to ask, why did he go to two people? I mean, he asked the Shiloh to one person. So what would be helpful for him to go to two? Not sure. I don't know why, but generally you want to hop around asking questions, but I don't know. Continues the Gemara. But anyways, we're seeing the ruling anyway. It doesn't help. Rav Chis's din, I should say, that you don't knock down an old shul tzibah because the new one applies even if wanted to use the very materials from the old. This is the Gemara. Amar Rav, Hai Bei Kenishta, a shul, general halacha about a shul, about these type of halachas, chalufa zivun shari. To take the money, yeah, and use it as chalufa zivuna, to exchange it for another shul or sell it for the money and then use that money according to the rules we lay down, even the shivatu of a year for whatever you want, or in the Mishnah to use it for other things. So that's fine. It's not an affront to the sanctity of the shul. Yeah, but he said, Ugurua umeshechuna aser. To rent it out or to use it as like a mortgage is aser. Can't do that to the place no matter what you would do with the money. It would detract from the sanctity of it. My time, kedusha sakai. You can't do that because that's kedusha, and you're not getting rid of the kedusha, transferring it or whatever it be. It's through a sale. You're retaining the kedusha and treating it in a way that's not respectful. That's the difference. When it's rented or mortgaged out, so it retains the kedusha, and then you can't treat it whatever you want to. The Gemara says, "Livnei nami." The bricks also are that way. Chalufinu v'zavinu v'shari. One could trade away or sell away the bricks. Uzavinu aser, but to rent them out is aser. Hani bilatikta. But all of this is an old shul, meaning taking the bricks from an old, already used shul. Aval bechadita, meaning bricks that have not been used in a shul building. The new bricks that are destined to be used for a shul building. Based on Bah, there is no kedusha to them at all, no problem. V'afil amanda amar, even according to the opinion of the whole Tazmana Milsahi, that verbally designated something for a kedushadik of purpose, or really whatever the purpose would be, there's a machlokas about whether that causes it to take on that status. They bring the machlokas even by non-holy things, like a bathroom. What designates an area to become a bathroom? It could be just from the designation, even though it hasn't been used as a bathroom, one can't read Kriya Shema in there. That's a part of the discussion of Gemara Nedarim about Hazmana Milsi. Yeah, so even if you hold Hazmana Milsi and thereby designating these bricks to be part of a shul, yeah, you would think would make them already holy. The machlokas they have is like one who wove a beged shrouds to be used for a dead person. So maybe if they weren't used for a dead person yet, they won't gain whatever halachas would apply to burial shrouds. But already sewing this beged for a dead person, perhaps gives it the status already. Avalhacha, but here ketavi la'arig dami. This is like one step removed. Yeah, this is like having thread spun for being used in the thing you're going to weave for the dead person. One step removed, so there's no validity even according to that. So therefore, these bricks, nothing would happen from them. And Rashi explains the difference to be that a beged you already have woven can immediately just be put on a mace. There's nothing stopping you. Spun threads first have to be made into a beged. So if they're already, these bricks have to be made into a shul. This is a step in the way. There is no such opinion that would hold that hazmana would be effective here. Says Gemara Matana. What about giving a shul away as a gift? Pligi bar of achav or ravina or vach ravina argue chad aser v'chad shari. One allowed it. One disallowed it. One allowed it. Manda aser, the one that asered, b'hai tafka kedusha. So how is the kedusha going to go away? You didn't do any transaction. Manda shari, the one that matters, ilav dahavale hanomine. If he had not got some hana from him, right, he's giving a gift. Reuven is giving his shul over to Shimon. The people of the city are giving over. If there had been no hana to whoever is giving it from the recipient, he had previously gotten something. Lo havi yoivle, he wouldn't be giving a shul to him just for nothing. So other avale matana kizvini, we could assume that the gift, quote unquote, is really like a sale. Just that there was no money to change hands. If it was some other transactional thing that happened between them in the past, some sort of gain that one got, and that's why he's giving him the shul. Tana rabbanim. This is now a somewhat related topic, but a little different. Tashmishei mitzvah. It means uses of a mitzvah. We'll see what that is. The items that are used for mitzvahs, nizrakim, can be thrown away when they're done with the mitzvah. There's no other way of discarding it that is necessary. Tashmisha kedusha, however, items of sanctity nignazim, those have to be buried. The Elohein tashmisha mitzvah. What are considered tashmisha mitzvah? Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzit. Items used of a mitzvah that are done. A sukkah after sukkah, a lulav after sukkah, a shofar not on Rosh Hashanah, tzitzit when you're done wearing them, and they're worn out, let's say, or nothing to do with them. So they can be thrown away. Tzitzit is an interesting one. I mean, I definitely know that the minug generally seems to be, you know, we don't do that. We put them in Geniza. But the Gemara here is pretty clear otherwise. So maybe that's just a mistaken custom that people did. Maybe there are other opinions. I don't know. Be'elin tashmisha kedusha. What are tashmisha kedusha that have to be buried? Dusumi svarim tefillin mezuzos. Those means the bags in which a person carries svarim, the scrolls, the svarim like they used to have, or tefillin or mezuzos. The tikshal sefer Torah, the casing of a sefer Torah, the nar tikshal tefillin, and the box is probably a small case of tefillin. Rashi says the difference between a tik and a nar tik. Nar tik is just the same thing. It means a case, and it means for something small, use the word nar tik. Something really, I should say, short. Something long is a tik, something nar tik is something short. So these things are not doing the mitzvah themselves, but they are assisting the mitzvah item, and they have to be buried.
So this is I guess the difference is that the first group are no longer fit to be used for a mitzvah.
But the second group, right, even if they can't be used as accessories to a mitzvah, right? But the mitzvah item is still around. I guess that's what it's connected to. So I would have thought intuitively this should be the exact opposite. I mean, lulav after sukkah itself was used in mitzvah. But I guess the story is that right now there's no mitzvah relevant to it. And as where the case of tefillin's still around. The case is still relevant to that tefillin. So you have to treat it more kedusha and have to be buried. I didn't finish the line. Tikshal sefer Torah v'nar tikshal tefillin uru tzuosein and the straps of tefillin also. Amar Rava meresh hava mina haikursia tashmi to tashmishu. In the beginning, Rava says, I thought that this kursia, which is bima that you read a sefer Torah on, I thought that was a tashmish to tashmish, means secondary step, two steps away from the mitzvah and therefore mutter. Given the chazina the most real sefer Torah, but I see that they put the sefer Torah there. It's not just used for other things, davening from it, they put the Sefer Torah there, that's the minog. So I mean the Tashmish Kedusha of Asr. I saw it's a Tashmish Kedusha, and therefore it's Asr to do anything not Kedusha Dik with it. Yeah, if it would have been a Tashmish, it sounds like it would have been Mutter. V'amareish ha'vamina high prisa. In the beginning, I said that this prisa, which is the type of cloth wrapping that they put apparently in an Aron, Rashi says, in the Aron Kodesh, in the inside, there's some sort of material that they used to put there. So I said to Tashmish, Tashmishu, I also said that it is secondary, two steps away from the Kedusha thing. Came in the Chazina de Aifile, I see that it gets worn out, Umanchi Sifra Lavi, and then they use it to put the Sefer Torah on. Amina Tashmish Kedusha, who should be considered a Tashmish Kedusha of the also. So Amar Rava. Rava says, Hai Tevusa. This Teva. Now here we're going to translate Tevusa as the Aron Kodesh. I'll come back. I'll speak about this word in a minute. So this Aron Kodesh, the Irfat, that has gotten broken, Mivda Teva Zutri Sishari. It is mutter to make out of it simply a smaller Aron Kodesh, right? A Kursia Asir, but to make a bima out of it, that means not where the Torah is going to be kept, but where it'll be read. So you're degrading. You're taking it from where the Torah is kept all the time to something the Torah is put on occasion, not all the time. That would be Asir. That would be degrading in Kedusha. Now, the reason I bring up this word teva, in the Mishnah, when we learned that, it said the word teva, and I translated that then as what we referred to as the amud. And there indeed is a shita that says that, brought in, it's Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayos. I saw that, and that's why I translated that. And generally, is a lot of Mishnayos and Shas seem to say that. Yored lifnei teva means the dam from the amud. It could be learned there, though, even in that Mishnah, that the teva should be translated as this Gemara's Mashma, as the Aron Kodesh. Teva does also mean a box. So it's not clear directly from the Mishnah. The Kahati in the Mishnah has also learned Teva means Aron Kodesh. It's not clear in the Mishnah. Over here in the Gemara, it's clear that the word Teva is meaning the Aron Kodesh. So I could really learn either way. In the Mishnah, it's obviously a big nafkamina because it's talking about what you can sell and what you could buy for the money of various things. But just a person should know, as a bit of a discussion, what it means over here in the Mishnah. At least you could have such a discussion. You can see it's fair. So Mishnah talks about how to learn the word. The Rav did not say anything on Mishnah in particular, and Rashi didn't say it here either. So Amar Rava, Rava says, "Hi Prisa Debala." This Prisa, again, that we're speaking about, which meant to cover the urea that is inside the Aron Kodesh, and it worn out one. The Mebde Prisa L'Sifri Shar, you can take that and use it as a cover for Sorim. I generally had the Sefer Torah sitting in it inside the Aron. You can use it as a cover for other Sorim, the Sefer Torah Sefer Torah, let's say. I think that means no Sefer Torah, because before I had a Sefer Torah sitting in it, so to use it for other Sorim would seem to be a problem. So to use it that is fine. The chumshin aser, but to use it as a cover for a chumish, meaning they used to make a separate scroll for each of the five chumashim in the chumish, that would be aser, because you degraded it from a place that was in contact with the whole Torah to now only be in contact with one-fifth of it. Balmer Ava, honey, zvili the chumshi. Yeah, the zvil of chumashim means some sort of case. I'm not sure the way they constructed things, how it would be similar to cases that we have. But a sack or a case, right? And that is, the chumshi means, again, single books of the Torah. The kamtri de sifri, and cases for Torah scrolls, tashmish kedusha ninu. They are called tashmish kedusha v'nignazin, and therefore it should be buried. Where it says pshita, obviously. Ma'udetema, what would you have thought? Honey, lav l'kavod avidan. These aren't made for kavod, and therefore it's not really that they're serving kedusha's purpose. Linturi ba'alma avide, they're just to physically guard them. So Kamash Malan comes to let us hear that they still, again, just because they're guarding them, right, safeguarding an item, they do get Kedusha out of it. And that, of course, is the Chiddush he's saying, despite that, that's all they do. It's kind of difficult to have. I mean, why should something safeguarding not give a covet? Yeah, I mean, it's a little different. What's the person would have thought that just because they guard them, it doesn't bechabed it? I don't know. The Gemara seems to have that havamina, so we come at that. It does give a covet either through the guarding or it gives a covet anyway. Yeah. There's a Gemara. Ha'u be kenishta di Yehudai Ramai. There is a shul that belonged to Roman Jews. Yeah, the Havet Pasiach. Ha'u idruna tavimachis beimeis. And it was opened up into a room where there was a dead body. Now, that was apparently the way they did things. They would put a dead body into a certain other room to be dealt with. It's a place the corpses were. They're going to, you know, have to do something with it, the tahara process before they bury somebody. So this is an issue. If I have a boy, kahanim, a male, it's lui hotsam. Kohanim, in this minion, wanted to go daven in the shul. Now, because of the hilchos tumah tahara, the tumah of a mace can travel through a window or an entrance that connects two buildings. And therefore, not the same room, it's still going to be an issue of tumah traveling in there. It's going to be issue of the reiser for kohanim to go in there and daven. So they didn't know what to do. So, yeah, have a boy, kind of male, it's sweet, awesome. Also, Amr Leh, the Rav, they told the Rav what's going on. Amr Luhu, he said to them, Dalu Tevusa, lift up the Aron Kodesh, Usvua, the Havi Leh, and then put it down over there and block the entranceway. The Havi Leh, Kli Eit, also Ilanachas. That is a wooden vessel that's made to put something into and to leave it there, not to move about. Ukli Eit, also Ilanachas, in a Makabu Tuva. That type of thing, a Kli Eit, a wooden vessel that is made to leave in one spot. It's not mekabel tuma. The chotzeis mifnei tuma, and it blocks the traveling of tuma. Rashi tells us this is a limud in Mishnayos and Olos that we learn that something is only mekabel tuma and transfers tuma into something that's moved around, a movable item. And this is not for that; it stays in one place, so it should be okay. Amalei Rabbanan, Rabbanan said, "Lerava though they said to him, zinin dimetatulei. Sometimes it is moved. Gimarach sefer Torah lave when the sefer Torah is put on it." Yeah, v'havelim etaltula, and then it is a movable thing. So either v'teva, if it means the Aron Kodesh, like we're thinking it means, so it means, I guess, when they put it on the Aron Kodesh, it would move slightly. If it means a bima or the shtender, an amud or whatever, so I guess it means that occasionally they, when you put the Sefer Torah down, it moves. It is staying in one spot, but it does move slightly, right? At that point is something movable, like fully movable, both full and empty. So Iyachi seemingly said back to him, Lo Afshar. If that is the case, there's nothing to do about the situation, and the Kohanim can't go in. Yeah. So, yeah. Seder. Says the Gemara. Amar Mar Zutra. Mitzpachos Svarim Shebalu. If you have wrappings of Svarim that got worn out, Osan Osan Tachrichin Lemes. You can use them as the shrouds for a dead person. Lemes Mitzvah. I don't know what Dafkas means, Meis Mitzvah. It just means, you can use it for anybody, seriously. If it probably goes to Meis Mitzvah, no one took care of buying improper burial shrouds. If you have Meis Mitzvah, you need shrouds. So you can use the wrappings of Svarim that worn out. Zui Geniz Asan. And that is a proper way to bury them. They require burial, and that's the way you'll do it. Bala Rava, Sefer Torah Shabbala, a Sefer Torah that got worn out, Gons in Oso, Etzel Talmud Chacham. Gets buried next to a Talmud Chacham. Afila Shona Halachos, even someone who only taught Halachos, he didn't do, as Rashi says, proper shimush talmid chachamim and learned the gemaras probably, but he knew halachos, and that's a proper cover for a sefer Torah that worn out to be buried next to a talmid chacham. Amar Avach bar Yaakov v'chli cheres, and it should also be put into a pottery type of vessel, earthenware vessel. Shnemar v'satem b'chli cheres l'man yamdu yamin rabin. You should put them in a chli cheres in order that it will survive many days. Now. Is the Torah being put in a Kli Cheres is something just to protect it from deteriorating. It doesn't have to do next to a Talmud Chacham, seriously. So as far as it's to be brought in, this is another halacha that has to do with a Sefer Torah that worn out. We don't want it to wear out further. We want it to stay many days. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Put in Kli Cheres, it'll stay many days. And that's the point of this. Thank you for listening. And Rit Hashem, we'll continue next time.